On October 2, the Forestry Department is inviting you to make use of the opportunity to contribute to the improvement of Jamaica's environment and forest cover by planting trees. Each year, the Forestry Department under the Ministry of Land, Environment and Climate Change hosts a National Tree Planting Day. To mark the observance, the department offers free seedlings such as the Pui, Poinciana and Cassia trees to encourage Jamaicans to plant up their homes, schools, churches and communities.
National Tree Planting Day started in 2003. It was an idea that came from one of our staff members' son, and he suggested that we need to get Jamaicans involved in tree planting of their own. So what we did, we had the Governor General endorse it. So he declared the first Friday, as Governor General Cook, who just died, in October of every year, National Tree Planting Day.
Chief Executive Officer of the Forestry Department and Conservator of Forests, Marilyn Headley. Previously, the department organized national tree planting events at different locations across the island. But this year, they'll be targeting one central location in Jamaica.
This year, we are going to Church Teachers College in Mandeville. So the Honorable Minister Pickersgill, who is our Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, he'll be there planting trees. The tree planting ceremony takes place there, and there are usually quite a lot of trees planted on that day in that site.
Marilyn Headley says the goal of National Tree Planting Day is to get Jamaicans to understand the importance of trees to keeping us and our environment safe and healthy.
We really want persons to get into the field. It's critical because the trees we have, the forest we have, is a lot less than what it was. Over time, we have decided to remove a lot of those trees. And our aim now is to ensure that we don't deplete the stock that we have. One way of doing that is actually planting up more trees. And the main aim is if we can encourage persons to, first of all, not cut down the trees that we have. And secondly, those trees that we cut many years ago, to replace them, because we need to have the area properly covered.
Trees help to prevent landslides, which can destroy houses and farms.
In addition to that, the trees are the ones extracting a lot of the carbon dioxide and other gases out of the atmosphere. So as we contribute to it by driving all these cars, flying the planes, we then have the trees that will extract that plants produce oxygen, which we need to breathe.
CEO of the Forestry Department and Conservator of Forests, Marilyn Headley. So as we recognize the importance of trees to a healthy and safe environment, the Forestry Department is inviting you to visit its locations across the island to get your free seedlings and on Friday to dedicate a few minutes to planting them. Visit the nurseries at the Forestry Department's head office at 173 Constant Spring Road, Kingston, Williamsfield in Mandeville and in Monique St. Anne adjacent to the JDF training camp. Seedlings are also available at the Forestry Department offices located at Folly Road, Port Antonio, Coley St. Thomas, Rada Complex, Catherine Hall, Montego Bay and Litchfield, Trelawney. If you are unable to get your free seedlings before October 2, not to worry. You have until October 10 to visit the Forestry Department office nearest you to collect seedlings. The goal of the Forestry Department is to manage and conserve the forest resources of Jamaica for the benefit of present and future generations. Your help is important to achieving this goal. Avoid cutting down the trees, and for those you may have cut down, ensure that on National Tree Planting Day, you make it your responsibility to replant a tree.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.